You're listening to Casually Crying on BFF.fm. I'm your host, Sweet Tea. You just heard the band Spool, and I just got back from a two-week trip in Japan with three of my friends. I had the best time, and I wanted to do a special episode related to the trip. While I was in Tokyo, I ended up seeing a lot of different ads and posters for Tokyo shoegaze and dream pop artists. What a weird coincidence. So today is going to be a collection of bands that I happened upon while I was in Japan, and most of the bands you'll hear today are based in Tokyo. And maybe during the talk breaks I'll tell some silly, goofy stories from the trip. I did have a really fun time with my friends, but 2 weeks was way too long to be away from Mickey. I missed him so much, and I think he's pretty happy I'm back. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Casually Crying on BFF.fm. You're listening to Casually Crying on BFF.fm. I'm your host, Sweet Tea. You just heard Polly, Toki Nainame, For Tracy Hyde, Tokyo Shoegazer, and Kinoko Te Koku. And in Tokyo, my friends and I spent quite a while browsing in Tower Records. I was really good on this trip. I only bought 2 albums on vinyl, which I think is pretty good. But they had a whole local shoegazer section, which was really rad, and a lot of the albums featured had cats on the album covers, which I loved, but it also just made me miss Mickey so much more. Honestly, I was just thinking about him the whole trip. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Casually Crying on BFF.fm. You're listening to Casually Crying on BFF.fm. I'm your host, Sweet Tea. You just heard 17 Years Old in the Berlin Wall, Plastic Girl in Closet, Yuragi, and Kalnazam. Okay, I'm trying to think of a funny story to tell y'all, and there's so many to choose from. On the trip, we went to Tokyo, Kyoto, and Osaka. While we were in Tokyo, we did a day trip to Kamakura, which is a super beautiful beach town that's maybe like an hour train ride away from Tokyo, and it was a super nice day. We went to some really beautiful temples. The food was really great. Overall, we were just having a great time. In the afternoon, I noticed that I had a bug bite on my right ankle, and it was like, you know, pretty itchy, but it just looked like a run-of-the-mill mosquito bite or something. And you know, it's June in Japan, so there were a lot of bugs around in general. And at the time, I didn't think much of it, but over the next day or so, the bite starts to get like really big, and it's starting to look pretty gnarly, and I'm starting to get a little bit nervous at this point. So I show my friends, and they're both like, yeah, that looks pretty bad, but not too crazy. So we're thinking, okay, we're just gonna see how it does over the next day. And we get home to the hotel that night. I look at the bite, and it's worse. And now there's a new rash emanating from the bite. And like, low-key, it's pretty gross. So I'm freaking out at this point. My friends are also getting like pretty concerned. It's 1 a.m. I'm trying to figure out, like, do I need to go to the emergency room? Should I just wait and try to find an urgent care tomorrow morning? So we end up deciding just to wait until the next day. It was already really late at night. And the next morning, both of my friends came with me to urgent care, which was really sweet. We all just like sat in the lobby for a while until the doctor was ready to see me. But yeah, I saw a doctor. They prescribed me something for the bite, and it ended up being totally fine. Looking back, it's really funny that I ended up having to go to urgent care while I was on vacation in a different country. I have no idea what bit me, but I'm just glad it wasn't anything too serious. Okay, I don't know how to transition out of that story, so I'm just going to talk about BFF.fm now. We are an entirely independent and listener-supported radio station. Your donations help keep us on the air, so we can bring you all kinds of new music and strange stories from traveling abroad. And you could donate to Casually Crying by going to bff.fm/donate. Thank you so much for supporting community radio. This has been Casually Crying on BFF.fm. I've been your host, Sweet Tea, and right now you're hearing Kinoko Te Koku. Before that, you heard April Blue, Pasteboard, Well, and Fennel. I hope you heard a new band that you like today, and I'm just really happy to be back. And next week, I will do a new music episode. I need to get all caught up on new music that's come out in the past couple weeks. So I will catch you next week with that episode. Okay, thanks for listening. Bye.